just when we first met. And when they start to kiss and got me thinking about you.
WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
Your voice, your vote. This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. Election day draws closer in a race that polls show is remarkably close. ABC political director Rick Klein says,
our final poll before the election has a 3-point lead for Kamala Harris nationally, 49-46. That's what we showed when we published the poll yesterday. We actually stayed in the field an extra day just to see if there's any late change. Identical. The race has barely budged for the entirety of the race.
Former President Trump began his day in North Carolina. He'll have two events in Pennsylvania where Vice President Kamala Harris has five separate stops planned. ABC's Karen Travers says she is targeting the Latino vote.
She is meeting people at a small business. She's going to a Puerto Rican restaurant. It's real retail politicking from her in that critical part of central Pennsylvania to that specific demographic. Not a big rally. She really wants to kind of get one-on-one with some of these voters.
Georgia's Secretary of State said the election will be fair, fast, and accurate. This is ABC News. Nearly a dozen people were hurt after a series of tornadoes touched down over the weekend near Oklahoma City, and there have been new tornado warnings issued around the city today. Oklahoma's governor says if any issues are reported at polling places tomorrow, voters will be rerouted to other locations to cast their ballots. The Austin, Texas area suffering a severe drought, and the bone-dry conditions are creating a fire risk.
A fire first reported Sunday at noon southeast of Austin grew to 400 acres in just a few hours, forcing people like Will Sellers to evacuate.
I got three dogs, two goats. Definitely more concerned about them than material stuff over there.
Robert Tambell is city manager in nearby Smithville.
In 37 minutes, got this facility ready once we got the call to open the shelter.
The wildfire was only 15% contained this morning. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Two works by artist Andy Warhol were stolen from a gallery in the Netherlands. The thieves attempted to steal four pieces but left two behind. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small. Loud or quiet. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Election Day is fast approaching, and your vote in local elections is important. I am Deborah Fisher, and I am running for the Pepin County Register of Deeds. Determined to serve the community of Pepin County, determined to put the taxpayers first, and determined to make a difference. I am running for this office as an independent candidate and would value your voice and your vote. Remember to get out and vote on Tuesday, November 5th. Authorized and paid for on my behalf.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy and dreary today. Scattered showers continuing and a south wind as high temperatures reach the low 60s. And the rain continues through tonight, too, as lows fall to the mid-40s. Get ready to get drenched tomorrow, where we could see around another inch of rainfall. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 57.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Sean Maloney. New legislative maps have opened the possibility for Democrats to flip seats in the state legislature. UW-La Crosse Associate Political Science Professor Anthony Chergosky says candidates have had their work cut out for them with the new maps.
Even if they have been an incumbent, they still have the task of introducing themselves to a reshaped district. It just adds that additional layer of unpredictability.
The new maps were drawn by Governor Tony Evers and passed by Republicans earlier this year. A break-in at the home of Milwaukee Bucks player Bobby Portis. Portis posted videos to social media Sunday showing several people entering his home Saturday night during the middle of the game between the Bucks and the Cavaliers. Portis says a number of valuable items were taken, and he's asking for tips and help at his personal email address. And if you haven't registered to vote, you could do so Tuesday. Wisconsin allows for in-person same-day voter registration. If you're not sure if you're ready to vote, you can log on to myvote.wi.gov and look up your status or call your local clerk's office. When you come to the polls to register, be sure to bring a proof of residence, like a delivered letter or a utility bill, and your photo ID. Wisconsin Radio Network.
There's something about a plate of warm cookies that sends you back in time. Relive your childhood memories with this year's We Energies cookie book. Pick up your copy and start creating new memories. Go to weenergies.com to find a distribution event near you. Thank you for making us a part of your family traditions. From all of us at We Energies, we offer you warm wishes for a bright holiday season. This message was paid for by the stockholders of WEC Energy Group.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News This Hour being brought to you by Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durant. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durant. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durant. And Abyss Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealer, Durant. And the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durant. The Dunn County Sheriff's Department is reporting a rash of scam calls to residents in the county. An individual identifying themselves as a Dunn County Sheriff's deputy has been calling residents, asking them to come to the Judicial Center with various reasons why. Now, if anyone receives a call like this, do not provide any identifying information, and the department is asking those receiving those calls to note the number that the call came from and let the department know. An engineering firm has been chosen to start planning the new Eau Claire to Twin Cities Amtrak train route. The proposed new route would connect an expanded Hiawatha line from Chicago to the Twin Cities, connecting to Eau Claire, Menominee, and Hudson along the way. Other lines on the new Hiawatha route would include Madison and Green Bay. The Chippewa-St. Croix Rail Commission has chosen HDR Engineering to create the scope, schedule, and budget for the new passenger line. Funding for this planning stage of the project is from the Infrastructure and Jobs Act. The jury in the Adam Fravel murder trial is skipping the next few days off due to the election. Closing arguments in the case were originally scheduled to begin today, but have been pushed back to Wednesday to give jurors time to vote. The defense rested its case Friday after Fravel decided not to testify. Fravel was arrested and charged with murder following the discovery of Madeline Kingsbury's body in Fillmore County last year. The federal government will be going to watch the polls in two small western Wisconsin communities tomorrow. The Department of Justice over the weekend said it would have people watching the polls in Lawrence and Thornapple townships in Rusk County. The DOJ will also be monitoring the polls in Milwaukee and Wausau. Lawrence and Thornapple made headlines because local election managers initially refused to use electronic voting machines. Wausau made headlines earlier this fall when the mayor there removed the city's ballot drop box. The Department of Justice says it's not uncommon for them to keep an eye on Milwaukee's voting operation. The DOJ says they are monitoring those specific communities to make sure that there are not violations of federal voting rights laws. You're listening to WRDN News.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
The Pepin County Sheriff's Department has partnered up with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation to help with mental health. The department agreed to promote the Farm Neighbors Care Program. Pepin County Sheriff Joel Wenner says deputies will have stickers with QR codes on them to direct those in need to mental health resources.
And we agreed to it, so they sent out these little stickers that the guys and gals will have on their laptop computers, and they're in the form of the shape of the state of Wisconsin, and they have a QR code on it. And when you scan the QR code with the cell phone, it takes you to the Farm Bureau Association website, and there is a ton of resources on there for farmers.
Along with the Pepin County Sheriff's deputies, the department will also give out stickers to members of the Highway Department and to members of the public. A wanted man out of Minnesota is behind bars in western Wisconsin. The Polk County Sheriff's Department said an emergency response team arrested 32-year-old Jack Guy Saturday. Guy is wanted by authorities in Hennepin County on second-degree murder charges. The Sheriff's Department said they were able to arrest Guy without incident. He's currently in the Polk County Jail and waiting to be taken back to Minnesota. Electioneering is not allowed near or inside polling places in Wisconsin. Election Administrator Megan Wolf explained that wearing or making some sort of display that advocates for a candidate, contest, referenda, or something that's on or related to what's on the ballot is considered electioneering. Voters, observers, and poll workers should not be wearing or displaying anything that falls into that electioneering category inside of the polling place. Voters or observers making partisan displays or wearing campaign garb may be asked to leave, although Wolf says election inspectors have discretion in such instances. Polls open at 7 a.m. tomorrow, and anyone in line before 8 p.m. will be able to cast a ballot. You can find your polling place at myvote.wi.gov. A new poll says many swing state voters won't vote for Vice President Harris because of the war in Gaza. The group called Listen to Wisconsin is out with a new poll of pro-Palestinian voters that says voters in seven swing states, including Wisconsin, would vote for Harris if she changed her position on the war in Gaza. The poll says 60% of pro-Palestinian voters are more likely to vote for Harris if she would support a total unconditional ceasefire in Gaza. The poll talked to voters in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, South Carolina, Arizona, Michigan, and Nevada. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
If anyone in Wisconsin sees a rare black bear den, the Department of Natural Resources wants to hear about it. The department says it's studying black bear diets and litters, and public reporting is essential to the research project. Useful information would include GPS coordinates, any information about the bears nearby, and photos of the den from a safe distance. The DNR says it'll continue to keep track of the dens for the next 4 to 5 years. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy and dreary today. Scattered showers continuing and a south wind as high temperatures reach the low 60s. And the rain continues through tonight too, as lows fall to the mid-40s. Get ready to get drenched tomorrow, where we could see around another inch of rainfall. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 57.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on, like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
The Lions won their 6th straight overall and 3rd straight at Lambeau Field, knocking out the Packers 24-14 on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. After the Packers opened with a field goal, the Lions reeled off 24 straight, including a pick 6 by Kirby Joseph with less than a minute to go in the first half. And penalties? Packers hit with 10 more yesterday, several in the unforced error department.
Some of those are totally unnecessary. You know, we're going on a double cadence, and that's an advantage for an offense. I never want us not to do that. Like, I think that's an important part of it. That is your one advantage on offense, is that you control when the ball is snapped. And that's a great advantage when you're at home, when there's not as much crowd noise. And we just got to dial in and be better focused.
Coach Matt LaFleur, the Lions play in a dome. The Packers supposed to be the team that has the upper hand in the elements, but Green Bay dropped 6 passes yesterday, and Dan Campbell's Lions nearly perfect.
Just because we play indoors, it doesn't matter, man. We can play anywhere. We can play in the snow, we can play in the rain, play in the mud. That's just us, and we're built to win, man.
Packers dropped to 6-3, 0-2 in the NFC North, and now head into their bye week off. Wisconsin got blown out by Iowa 42-10 on Saturday night in Iowa City. Braden Locke picked off twice in the loss. Badgers couldn't stop the run either. Coach Luke Fickell was at a loss for words.
Well, there's not a whole lot that words can say to explain, you know, how I feel. Just the same kind of thing you said in the locker room. It's really, really tough to put it to words right now. We're going to have to pick ourselves up. We're going to have to move forward, and we're going to have to find a way to make sure we're better. You know, November is for a time when you got to find out what you're made of, and that's not a good showing for what it is that we're made of.
Best fielders in Major League Baseball recognized among the group of first-time Gold Glove winners, Brewers' Sal Frelick and Bryce Terang. College basketball season tips off tonight. Marquette hosts Stony Brook, Wisconsin. Wisconsin is home against Holy Cross. NBA, the Bucks are in Cleveland against the unbeaten Cavaliers. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Blaney earns the opportunity to back up last year's championship this weekend. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Let's get racing. She's rounding the corner straight for the straight talk aisle. Woo, pile up on aisle 9. She just barely avoids it. Home stretch. She's picking out a new plan, keeping the phone she loves. Incredible win.
Bring your own phone and get one line for $25 a month with straight savings. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Straight Talk, official partner of NASCAR. Straight savings plan requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are not met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk website. NASCAR is a registered trademark and used with express permission.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Ryan Blaney won yesterday's Xfinity 500 at Martinsville Speedway in Virginia, earning his Team Penske team a spot in the Championship Four and an opportunity to defend his championship from a year ago. Blaney took the lead from Chase Elliott with 14 laps to go to claim the win.
Yeah, I mean, nice to have two Penske cars in, nice to join the 22 and, you know, have a decent shot to bring Roger a title, so another title, a third title in a row, so these guys are the best at what they do.
Blaney will join Joey Logano, Tyler Reddick, and William Byron in the Championship Four. Christopher Bell just missed the cut after being penalized on the final lap for a safety violation after riding the wall to gain positions on the racetrack. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Big Ag has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Congress done? Nothing. Derek Van Orden has gone Washington. He yells at workers, talks down to people, and acts like he's better than us. He's in Congress to serve himself, not Wisconsin. I'm running for Congress to serve you. I'll stand up to Democrats to fight for a secure border, support police, and stop the wasteful spending. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Farmers are always being innovative. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. There's a little-known tax credit that rewards innovation on the farm and can save you a lot of money as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of successful farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts Podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily Podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
You've been a godsend to us. We appreciate it more than ever.
Farm Rescue exists to shine a light on farm families during some of their darkest days. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Farm Rescue has assisted over 1,000 families in crisis, a milestone made possible by people like you. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org today.
Farmers are always looking for ways to keep more money in their pocket at tax time. The Research and Development Tax Credit could help you do just that. It's a little-known tool that rewards businesses for innovation that is only required to be new to them, not new to the world. Julie Spiegel is a certified public accountant for Varney & Associates of Manhattan, Kansas. She says the tax credit has predominantly been used by manufacturing companies, but its broad focus also applies to trying new things in agriculture and farming.
They could be improved processes to increase your yields and production efficiency. That could be as simple as experimenting with new fertilizers, planting cover crops, planting disease-resistant crops. On the rancher side of things, it could be experimenting with new feeds or feeding techniques for your livestock. For the hog operations, it could be improving facilities for environmental and biosecurity reasons.
Contact your CPA or a specialty firm to see if the R&D tax credit can be applied to your operation. If you're willing to compile the required information, the financial benefits could be substantial.
The important thing to remember is a tax credit is better than a deduction. So it's a dollar for dollar reduction of any taxes that you owe at year end. For one example, I have the smaller local farmer, and he was willing to go through the steps himself and come up with the information, and he was able to get himself a $5,000 tax credit. So he just saved himself $5,000. For some of the larger operators, it could be tens of thousands of dollars.
It's not just federal. Many states have this tax program, too. Learn more about the Research and Development Tax Credit at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Sherry, what have you done to your hair?
What do you mean? Does it not look good?
It doesn't look good. It looks freaking amazing. I can't believe how thick and healthy it looks. Oh, I must know your secret.
No secret. It's hair volume from New Nordic.
Hair volume, huh? Well, it certainly lives up to its name. Your hair has never looked so thick. It is gorgeous.
I was so tired of having thin and brittle hair. Ugh, and the shedding. So I figured I'd give hair volume a try. Needless to say, I'm thrilled with the results. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to pick up some hair volume right now. My reunion's next month and I want my hair to look as good as yours.
Hair volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at newnordicusa.com or your local Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy. Help your hair look full, voluminous, and beautiful again at newnordicusa.com, Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS.
59 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets are lower. December down 26 to 1942. January down 15 to 1954. February down 22 to 1948. March down 9 at 1957. Cheese markets were lower. Barrels down 3/4 to 186. 40-pound blocks down 3/4 to 183. No trades on the day. Cash butter up a half to 260. 7.5. 10 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 137.75. 6 trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 16.5. 2 trades on the day. Cattle markets and hog markets are all moving up, mostly lower, as the trade remains cautious ahead of the election tomorrow. It's likely the lackluster, uncertain tone will follow the complex through the end today and into Tuesday's trade as well. Even though boxed beef prices are moving up mostly higher, and the projected lean hog index was also higher. December live cattle down 95 cents to 184.97. February down 95 cents to 185.95. April down 77 cents to 186.92. November feeder cattle down 52 cents to 246.35. January down 87 cents to 242.32. March down 92 cents to 240.22. December hogs down 65 cents to 83.42. February down 45 cents to 85.57. April down 15 cents to 88.75. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn futures are slightly higher today with some spread action to start the week. Rains look to continue for much of the Corn Belt through the middle of the week to slow remaining harvest and improve fall field work. Now, the export wire saw life again. Mexico securing another 150,000 metric tons and unknown securing 120,000 metric tons of corn. Soybeans moving mostly higher as well. Meal finally seeing some short covering while oil is moving off of some of the resistance levels. Now, oil is easing overbought conditions as well. Remaining harvest will linger into the middle of the month. Meanwhile, weekly export inspections were solid at 2.159 million metric tons, with the year-to-date pace at 103%. Wheat futures are mostly higher, but it's a choppy trade at the low end of the trading range, and there is still some overnight weakness during the day session. Storms are expected to bring good coverage to the plains over the next 7 days. And we could see some improvement in the weekly crop progress report. MATIF wheat prices were weaker, the dollar sharply off of their highs so far today, and that is pressuring wheat. December corn up 1¾ to 416¼. March up 3/4 to 430. May up 1/4 to 437½. New crop 25 down 0.5 to 440½. November beans up 2¼ to 986¾. January up 1¾ to 995½. March up 2 to 1010¼. And new crop 25 up 2¼ to 1034½. December soybean meal up $5 to 300.30, while December soybean oil now down 95 cents to 45.35. Chicago wheat, December down 1¾ to 566¼. March down 2¼ to 585½. Minneapolis wheat, December up 2¾ to 602½. March up 1/4 to 623½. Energy markets today, triple-digit gains in the crude oil markets. December crude oil up 209 to 71.58. January up 205 to 71.13. Meanwhile, December and January gas both up 6 cents. December at 202, January at 2 even. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. A new reporting requirement is rapidly approaching for farmers and ranchers. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Farmers have an important deadline for filing paperwork coming up on January 1st. Certain farmers are required to report beneficial information to the Financial Crimes and Enforcement Network. Jeff Paschal with Sundstrom & Company in Durand talks about what this means.
We call it the BOI report for short, just because we're sick of saying all those words. But essentially what it is anybody that reports to the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions. So if you have an official LLC or a corporation and your gross revenues are under $5 million, there's a few other exceptions that would exclude you, but you're required to file this new report.
It's likely something that farmers will only have to file once.
It's a one-time report unless you have any changes in address or changes in owners. But essentially what you're doing is just telling the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network who owns the business and what the official business name is, and then you essentially have to give a copy of the ID for each owner to this. So it's just a database they're collecting. It's all information they really, the government would have in different places. They're just putting it all in one central database, and the whole idea, we've been told, is to fight financial crimes, most importantly, money laundering. So that's the idea behind it.
The interesting thing is the government already has this kind of information, and lawsuits have been launched regarding the requirement.
The government has all of this information on us. It's just simply putting it in one particular location. Whether they'll be able to do anything or not important with it, I don't know. You know, I tell people it seems like they're going after the bad actors, but all us good people are having to file this report, and the bad people will probably figure out ways to get around it anyways. So it feels like a bit of another burden, but it's what we live with today, I guess.
Contact your local tax preparer as soon as possible to get your questions about the requirement answered and the paperwork filed by January 1st. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnikin. It's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins. USDA's Agriculture Marketing Service announced it partnered with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture to award $3.1 million for 41 projects through the Resilient Food System Infrastructure Program. Through the program, the Department of Agriculture will fund 41 projects with equipment grants to support middle of the supply chain infrastructure. Additional projects are still being reviewed and will be announced soon. We have a proud tradition of agriculture here in Wisconsin, and it's critically important we're able to get food from our farms and producers to our grocery stores, restaurants, and kitchen tables across our country and the world over, said Governor Evers. From the Northwoods to the Fox Valley to the Driftless area, the Governor Evers said he's appreciative of the investments coming home to Wisconsin to support farmers and their families and bolster the state's critical supply chain. USDA will begin testing milk starting in states where dairy cattle tested positive last spring for the H5N1 bird flu virus. Bird flu is an increasing concern for USDA amid H5N1 infections, not in just poultry, but dairy cattle, and more recently, for the first time, a pig at a private farm in Oregon.
Secretary Vilsack says USDA will start testing milk in affected areas in an effort to isolate outbreaks.
We will first test silos. We'll go to processors who have accumulated significant amounts of milk product. We'll test that milk. So testing will give us an opportunity to get maybe ahead, if you will.
Bird flu has been infected in dairy cattle in several states, including Texas, Kansas, North Carolina, Michigan, Idaho, and California. Vilsack says those will be the focus of the initial testing. And if the virus shows up in that new testing?
If it turns out that there's virus, we'll then begin the process of going to more specific testing, bulk tank testing on farm, so that we can identify exactly where the virus might be.
The latest H5N1 virus find in a pig in Oregon has raised even more concerns, with pigs one of the few animals in which the virus can replicate to become more like a human virus. Livestock and poultry on that now quarantined backyard farm shared water sources, housing and equipment, which USDA said could enable the virus spread between species into other states. New Jersey cranberry farms are struggling amid the worst drought that they've ever seen. The severe lack of rain means a big financial hit to operations because farmers can't rely on local streams and rivers to flood the bogs for harvest. Generations of the Lee family gathered this fall, as they have every year since 1868, to harvest cranberries at Lee Brothers Farm in Chatsworth, Burlington County, New Jersey. Stephen Lee III has farmed the fruit for decades. He walked Thursday on the sand road of a bog filled with scarlet berries that bobbed at the water's surface. Workers, including family members, stood hid deep in the water, raking in the berries. Now, cranberry harvesting is an annual ritual in New Jersey, but this year's anything but typical. The data shows that more than 12 inches of rain fell from August through November in 2022 and 2023. This year, 1.54 inches for the same period, and no rain fell in October. China's push to shift its food import sources since 2018 has put it in a better position to impose tit-for-tat tariffs on U.S. farm goods, with less harm to its food security if trade friction with Washington flares up after the U.S. presidential election. Reuters reports that the threat of a trade war looms for China, the world's top importer of farm products such as soybeans and corn, with Republican candidate Donald Trump floating blanket 60% tariffs on Chinese goods in a bid to boost U.S. manufacturing. His opponent, Kamala Harris, is also expected to confront China on trade. China's pivot began in 2018 when Beijing slapped 25% tariffs on imports of U.S. soybeans, beef, pork, wheat, corn, and sorghum, retaliating against duties imposed by the then Trump administration on $300 billion worth of Chinese goods. China has since decreased U.S. purchases. They're buying more grain from Brazil, Argentina, Ukraine, and Australia, even as it boosts its domestic production. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues from rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
As the presidential campaign comes to a close, Kamala Harris is attacking environmental activist and presidential candidate Jill Stein. What's the truth? Kamala Harris has flip-flopped on the environment. Harris was opposed to fracking. Now she supports it. She supported the Green New Deal. Now she won't act on it. And what exactly has Kamala Harris done to stop PFAS, toxic forever chemicals, from leaking into our groundwater? Jill Stein will ban fracking, remove PFAS from our water, and pass the Green New Deal. And while Kamala Harris won't stop the genocide in Gaza and sides with Israel, Jill Stein will stop the genocide, demand Israel's ceasefire, and has a plan for peace. On November 5th, cast a true vote for the future of this country. Vote Jill Stein for president. Vote Green. Paid for by Badger Values. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Badger Values is responsible for the content of this advertising. BadgerValues.com.
The active weather will continue today in our ag weather forecast. Rain and a few thunderstorms will work across the region, and another round of rain is expected on Tuesday, then dry and mild conditions return for mid to late week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, 50% chance of a shower or storm, highs 57 to 62, relative humidities at 83 to 88%, south winds at 5 to 8, shifting to the west to 9 in the afternoon. We'll see anywhere from 2/10 to 3/10 of an inch of precipitation. Tonight, cloudy, 50% chance of rain, lows 41 to 46.
Relative humidity is at 95 to 100%. Northwest winds at 5 to 8, shifting to the north. A trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible. Tomorrow, 90% chance of rain. Highs 46 to 51. Relative humidity is at 82 to 87%. North winds at 7 to 12, shifting to the northwest at 8 to 13 and gusting to 30. Anywhere from a half to three quarters of an inch of precipitation possible. For Wednesday, becoming partly sunny, highs 50 to 55. Thursday, sunshine, highs 50 to 55. Friday, sunny, warmer, highs 55 to 60. Saturday, becoming cloudy, a chance of rain, highs 50 to 55. Sunday, partly sunny, another chance of rain, highs once again 50 to 55.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Glitter, but I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee. Quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I'd never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost. Just to see you smile. When you said time was all you really needed, I walked away and let you have your space. Old leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. And yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. So I told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd lie again. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile.
Just to see you smile,
I'd do anything. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile.
Because
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 820 and 420 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
There's a story that my daddy tells religiously, like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. Well, I'd just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days, 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were cane switch razor, dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by a hair. He'd always stop right there and say,
that's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's a chin held high as a tear falls down. A gut sucked in, a chest stuck out, like a small town flag a flying, or a newborn baby crying in the arms of the woman that you love. That's something to be proud of.
A son graduating college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. Cause when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. And I ended up broken down in some town north of LA, working maximum hours for minimum wage. Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, the babies came, the car got slow. Sure do miss that old hot rod, but you sure save gas in them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down, if you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow, said, let me tell you right now,
that's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. You don't need to make a million, just be thankful to be working. If you're doing what you're able, and putting food there on the table, and providing for the family that you love, that's something to be proud of. And if all you ever really do is the best you can, well, you did it, man. That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's a chin held high.
Here she comes with a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. I make a little room and she climbs on up. I open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fooling me. She thinks my tractor's sexy, it really turns her on. She's always staring at me. tractor sexy. We ride back and forth till we run out of light. Take it to the barn, put it up for the night. Climb up in the loft, sit and talk with the radio on. She says she's got a dream and I ask what it is. She wants a little farm and a yard full of kids. And one more teeny weeny ride before I take her home. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. Well, she ain't into cars or pickup trucks, but if it runs like a deer, man, her eyes light up. She thinks my tractor, she thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up her land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Go Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember before she came into the picture, brought the beauty I was missing with.